Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we are delighted to welcome in Taylor McGregor on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Taylor is with the Marquee Network. She will be covering the Chicago Cubs. Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Morning, Taylor.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. I'm doing great. Excited to get this thing started. I can't believe that we're just over a week away from the first spring training game. It's exciting.
So we just heard Craig Kimbrell coming in there, and obviously when we're talking about baseball, we're talking about getting something from the bullpen. We're talking about a guy like that needing to be significantly better. How much do you think the fact that he was out of baseball for the first part of the season, how much does that affect him, and does that offer almost a pass for him heading into this year with the problems last year?
Well, yeah, I don't think he would say that it offers him a pass. I think baseball players are very routine oriented, and it takes them a little bit to get into their routine and figure out what works for them in a season. I haven't met Craig yet, but I don't believe that he would probably say, take blame for other things. I think, you know, he remembers the success that he had and the success that ultimately landed him in a Cubs uniform and is probably focusing more on that. And I'm excited with what I've heard about the pitch lab and how the Cubs have been able to renovate pitchers, if you will, kind of back to former states, you know, like looking at what he had been really good at and mechanical things that he had done that allowed him to be successful and using the technology that they have to get him back to that. So I wouldn't necessarily focus on, you know, being out of the game or whatnot, but just remembering the success that he had, why he ultimately landed in the Cubs uniform and get him back to that state.
Taylor, so Chicago will get to know you soon because Marquee launches in a week from tomorrow on February 22nd. But for people who aren't familiar with your story, you grew up in Colorado, and your late father was a president of the Rockies. And how did that upbringing and how did being around a baseball environment as a young girl prepare you for this career and this job that you're taking with the Cubs?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, I grew up obsessed with the game of baseball. You know, it was all I wanted to watch and talk about. And so really, it set the foundation for just a true passion of the game. You know, I was telling a friend yesterday, like, I remember in college, my professors probably don't like to hear this, but, you know, I'd be in lectures watching Rockies and baseball games on my iPad because I was just infatuated by the game. So I think first and foremost, like, that's what it gave me. But then, too, what's allowed me to be successful in this job, I think, is the perspective that I was able to get from a very early age, you know, like hearing things and then knowing the truth because my dad was right in the middle of it, right? And so kind of, I think, being able to decipher between things that you hear and probably what's reality is what I would think has helped me the most. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that I take from my childhood. Those would probably be at the top of the list.
What's going on with Nolan Arenado? And if he's traded here for Chris Bryant, how great would that be?
Well, you know, I think you get kind of biased towards players that you watch every day, and I've watched Nolan every day for the past 2 years and beyond. Before I was even working with him, I watched him regularly. But I mean, he is a very special talent. Offensively and defensively, I mean, there's a reason he's won 6 Gold Gloves. Like, the guy is just an absolute maniac in the field, which is so fun to watch. Now, as for what's going on with him, I wish I had answers to that. I don't, but, you know, I know he's preparing for a season, whatever uniform he's going to be in.
Taylor, why the Cubs? Why now? What was it about this job that appealed to you? Because you're leaving behind, you're in your comfort zone. You know the Rockies well. That is an organization. Yeah. It's been very good to you and your family, and yet here it is, the Cubs launching their own network. What was it about Marquee?
You know, first it was Chicago and the Cubs. Long time been a city and franchise that I've admired, and so getting the chance to work with a team that has so much history was so exciting for me. And then launching of the new network is so exciting. I think we've been this career, getting to be a part of something new is really exciting, and it doesn't come around very often. And so the thought of being a part of a network that was launching was cool. But then also when I got to know the people who were running it and the people who are going to be a part of it day to day, that was ultimately, I think, what sold me. There's just, it's going to be so awesome. And the people who are involved are innovative and creative. They're good people. And that was a huge sell for me.
What did you think of the Cubs fan convention? I know I saw you tweet out something that was quite spectacular.
Yeah, you know, that's so much fun for me to be a part of. I had never gotten to even go to Rockies Fest, so really the closest thing I had seen to a fan fest was probably back in college. I went to the University of Arkansas, and I worked for the baseball team there, and they have a little fan fest every year to kickstart the season. So that's really what I compared it to. But it was just so much fun to see the passion and the pride that the fans have. And, you know, the fact that there was so much snow on the ground that weekend and fans still came out in mass numbers and just so excited and so knowledgeable about what's going on really impressed me. And it was cool for me, too, to meet a lot of the people who I was going to be working with. It was really an exciting weekend, and I loved every second of it.
You know, you're one of the few people in Chicago watching this Cubs team that can really describe what it's like to have Tyler Chatwood pitch well, because he was a good pitcher for the Rockies. So maybe that gives you insight that that we don't share right now. But when you look at Tyler, when you look at that pitching staff, what do you expect from the Cubs this season, and especially the pitchers?
Well, yeah, you know, here in Colorado, I think I've learned one thing for sure. This game begins and ends with pitching, right? Like, I mean, in Colorado, we've had talent in the field for years, but the successful seasons that they've had here all depend on how good the pitching is. So it's incredibly important. And again, I'm really excited to see the use of this technology. I mentioned this off the top, but with the Pitch Lab, like, you look at the ERA of the bullpen of the Cubs the past 3 years, and although they've been in the high leverage situations, not the success they would have wanted, like, they've still been able to help guys figure out what's going on and get them back to times when they've been successful, or help them harness tools that will get them to that level of success that they desire. So I think it's going to be interesting to kind of see what they can do with Tyler Chatwood and, you know, build upon the success of a Yu Darvish last season, and then Kyle Hendricks, of course, you know, his 2017 season, and look back at those times and find that blueprint and try to bring that out this year. And I'm always excited when I see the use of that technology kind of come to fruition. And that's what I'm kind of relying on and the hope that I have when I look at that pitching staff is, okay, well, you know, what's going to happen? And I get excited. I think there is going to be some success that we aren't talking about now, but, you know, middle of the season, we'll look back and be like, wow, like, that's awesome that he was able to kind of get back to something that made him successful in the past.
The Marquee Network is launching in just over another week here. What can we expect from it? Have you, you know, do you know what the sets are going to look like? Have you guys been, you know, we know the offices are up and running. What should we expect?
Oh, yeah, the sets are second to none. I got to see them when I was out for Cubs convention, and man, they're beautiful. It's going to be, you're going to love it, I think. Just super cool. And then the shows that they're put together, just the roundtable shows and, you know, the programming that they'll have outside of games is going to be phenomenal. I know on launch day they're going to air an Ernie Banks documentary. And so just Cubs-centric programming like it's never been done before. Just 24/7 Cubs, I think, is what you can expect.
The lineup of analysts is pretty impressive. I mean, the Marquee Network had a better offseason than the Cubs roster themselves.
Oh, man.
I mean, with Pinella and DeRosa and
Gracie.
Mark, we heard from Gracie the other day on the station. Taylor, and do you know most of these guys? Did you meet them for the first time at the convention? How exciting is that?
Yeah, I mean, I knew of them all, obviously. I had met some guys. I interned at MLB Network back in college, and so I had met a lot of them as an intern. I don't really think they remembered me, but I was like, hey, remember that annoying intern who used to ask you questions? Yeah, that was me. So I'm really excited for what all of those guys are going to bring. And I think it's so cool when you look at the lineup, you know, what each of them are going to bring, because it's going to be something new and exciting every single night, and the perspectives. You know, whether it's the generation that they played in or the position that they held, and then the position that they hold currently, you know, like everybody's going to bring a unique perspective, which is what I'm really excited about, kind of a fresh eyes on the game each night, and fresh analysts kind of rotating throughout the season. I think it's going to be really cool.
We had Crane Kenny on, was it a month ago, maybe longer? He, of course, the Cubs president of business operations, and he said that he was calling up the cable companies and asking if they were getting Marquee, which I thought was hysterical because there's still a question of whether or not it's going to be on Comcast. Do you have any knowledge of how universal this is going to be for our listeners?
You know, I don't. That's a little above my pay grade, but I will tell you, I do know that they are working tirelessly to get a deal done.
So we'll put you on
deals
the spot.
Done,
yeah.
So before we let you go, we'll put you on the spot. Do you think Nolan Arenado opens the season in a Colorado Rocky uniform?
I do. I do think he opens up the season in a Colorado uniform.
What about Chris Bryant in a Cubs uniform?
You know, I'm going to say yes to that. Do I think he opens the season in a Cubs uniform? I do. I really do.
Excellent.
So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think we're on board with you.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's going to be difficult to move him before opening day, so they'll probably go into the season and look at the trade deadline as maybe the next big deadline. So if you get to know Chris Bryant, I think you'll like him because he is a guy that is the same guy every day.
And I also think we just assured that he'll be traded this weekend.
Yes, yes. That'll come back on Monday morning after he's traded over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just because we said
that's how life works, right? Taylor, thank you
That's
a ton.
Great
catching up with you.
Guys,
we appreciate
it. Thanks for having me on. It was awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. That's Taylor McGregor, Marquee Network, Cubs reporter. You're going to get to know her quite a bit.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.